You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALIE. You know, this was an interesting email that I want to read you guys. Heidi writes, Dr. Dahlia, I live in Omaha, Nebraska. Okay, and have you ever been to Omaha? I love Omaha. It is really, really pretty there. I'm a fan. Go Huskers. I live in Omaha, and my physician recommended chiropractic for my back pain. I've had it for years since I gave birth to my children. Oh, I hear you. Man, my kids cause me back pain every day. My husband, however, does not believe in chiropractic and thinks it will hurt me. I know you encompass chiropractic in your practice, as I read on your website. Can you tell me more about it? Okay, I'm married to a chiropractor, so of course I love chiropractic, and I love my hubby. He's got the best hands. Okay, so do you guys kind of understand what chiropractic is? Okay, do you guys understand? Okay, basically, Dr. Palmer, D.D. Palmer, he was the one that they believe gets credit for actually founding the science of chiropractic medicine in the 1890s. And his son, B.J. Palmer, is the one that expanded it more in the 1900s to the point where it started to become more commonly used. But chiropractic adjustments and manipulation has been done for centuries, all right? I mean, we have been, in the olden days, they knew how to set fractures. They knew how to work on people's necks and back. I mean, there's been manipulation done all the time, even political manipulation, I agree. But chiropractic began to really start being established in the 1900s, and the Palmers get credit for that. Now, where the idea comes in, where chiropractic, and we've talked about this, it helps is if your bones are subluxated. Now, we've talked about dislocations versus subluxations. Okay, dislocations is where your bone is completely you're at a joint. All right, so like, you know, any of you have ever dislocated a shoulder, we need to knock that sucker back in the joint, which I love. I love reducing shoulders. I did that in the ER. It was fun. I mean, I had to really dope you guys up because it would hurt you, so we had to kind of have you relaxed, because when you tighten up, we can't do it. But that's dislocated, where you're completely out of joint. Some of you have had patella dislocations, where the kneecap goes all the way to the side of your knee. Those are dislocations. Whereas subluxations are mild movements within their joint range, but not at the ideal joint position. Okay? Now, because you have nerves that come out of the back, all right, the reason why chiropractic is considered alternative and not mainstream is because many people think that if you have nerve pinching, then other parts of your body are going to be affected. And even if you're not having back pain, neck pain, etc., all sorts of other bodily functions all linked to the back. Therefore, if you have a good, healthy back and you go for your regular adjustments, you're going to do better, all right? And then that's why it's not considered mainstream. We don't have as many medical studies, etc. However, we're starting to, thank heavens, and we're starting to find that medical studies around actual musculoskeletal pain, back pain, neck pain, etc., chiropractic is definitely an adjunct and is a great go-to therapy. For those of us that are kind of wondering, well, wait a second, you know, if all the nerves come from the back, you know, pancreas and diabetes and asthma, etc., I'm a believer in that. All right, I believe that you have to have your energy and your meridians, you know, whether we're looking at it from an acupuncture standpoint or a homeopathic standpoint or a chiropractic standpoint. If something's not right on one part of the body, it's going to affect the others. All right, and it's just taken a very, very long time for us MDs to embrace it. I embrace it because I embrace my husband. I won't go into too much detail about that, but you know, anyway. But I didn't know anything about chiropractic until my husband. Absolutely nothing. All I knew at the time was that when we were treating back pain, you have to go to the anti-inflammatories. So while I'm learning about the pharmaceuticals and I'm learning about physical therapy, you know, my husband is like, okay, well, you know, if you do this adjustment, the pain goes away, or that, you know, and I'm like really kind of digging this kind of thing. So I'm a fan. Now there are I guess different types of, you have the chiropractors that you know kind of embrace more of the homeopathic and alternative type way to do medicine, and then you have the other ones that have no problem mixing into main medical mainstream. My husband does that. You know, he won't use chiropractic to cure everything. If someone's a diabetic, he'll say, look, go and, you know, get your medication for that. So you are starting to see a dilution of the idealistic alternative medicine approach that originally was brought up with D.D. Palmer. I notice the more we incorporate acupuncture into our regular medicine and natural remedies, I think the better off we're going to be. I hate it when we just pick one side or the other. Now, what about the different types of treatments that are out there? You know, there's like the Gonstead technique, etc. I want to look that up because, you know, I know there's different types of techniques. There's like the nuchal technique where you adjust the top of the neck, you adjust the first spine, the nuchal, and then everything is supposed to align. You have the diversify technique, which is what my husband does. He does the full spine manipulation. He won't just do the neck. He'll adjust your low back, your mid back, etc. Uses a variety of techniques, etc. You have the activator technique. This is a little spring-loaded tool that could deliver very precise adjustments to the spine. It's pretty cool. It's a little tool as opposed to using your whole hands and the palm of your hand. You have the Thompson technique that uses a drop table. I had to use the drop table. My husband did that on me when I threw my SI joint out. You have the Gonstead technique. The Gonstead kind of emphasizes, I guess, evaluating the spine along, I have to read this. They say they use specific adjustment that avoids rotational vectors. It's a different type of technique. There's a Cox flexion distraction technique. There's a sacro-occipital technique. I mean, there's different types of techniques. So if you are finding a chiropractor, you need to talk about what their technique is, and you know, if I've been asked which technique do I think is the best, I don't know. I mean, I like the diversify. That's what my husband does, so that's the only one I'm really familiar with, but I can't say that's the best. I just don't know, and that's because a lot of us MDs don't learn about that. But I do want to bring up the subject of can it hurt? When can treatments hurt? So don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Over the break, one of you reminded me of, I believe it was Lillard, the deaf patient. Dr. Palmer, I remember this story, and I apologize if I didn't tell it to you. Apparently, Dr. Palmer, who started chiropractic, he had somebody who worked in his building, I believe, that had some hearing deficits. So he adjusted him, and a few days later, I guess the patient said that he could hear. And so there's also been reports of the chiropractic treatment helping things as sensory as even hearing. So it's a fascinating study. So what about risk factors to chiropractic? Who should not get chiropractic adjustment? Well, believe it or not, chiropractic is usually extremely safe. Where we get really, really nervous is if you have osteoporosis. Anybody with severe osteoporosis or thinning of the bones, you got to be careful, all right? Because if there is a certain pressure on your back, etc., then that can unfortunately cause a fracture. I mean, I've never seen a chiropractor fracture somebody, you know. I mean, because here's the thing, you know, when you, like, wake up in the morning and you stretch and, like, oh, and then you pop your back and click. See, I just did it right now. You've been clicking and popping your back already. All right. Where a chiropractor gets into play is if he helps it along. Now, nobody should be banging or jumping on your back. What was it? Was that Happy Days where somebody would walk on somebody's back? Or was that the Jeffersons? Maybe it was George Jefferson. I forget, but there was some sitcom years ago where somebody would be walking on somebody's back. Yeah, the reason why that was, that's not a valid chiropractic adjustment, by the way, okay? The chiropractors didn't make that up. But the idea was people felt like something had to be popped back in and they needed a certain amount of pressure and torque and momentum to do that. And so, you know, you'll have people go, gosh, I wish I could do this. Somebody walk on my back. Well, chiropractic is a little bit more artistic. It's a little bit more choreographed. It's a little bit more fine-tuned as opposed to somebody just walking up and down your spine, which I would say is also very, very dangerous. So, you know, when people say, oh, you know, is chiropractic dangerous? I think it's more dangerous to try to adjust yourself. Okay? I mean, how many times have you gotten into a position where you're like, okay, my neck is just, I cannot move my neck past a certain amount. So you want to just sit there and throw your neck or do something. You see, that to me makes me more nervous, okay? There also is the concern that people have on vertebrobasilar artery stroke, okay? This had been something that had some association with people who received chiropractic adjustments in the neck. They were over 45, but it was a very, very weak causation and study linking the two, okay? I mean, you know, people that you know, can wrestle in the house or whatever, having any sort of pressure on the neck or the you know, vertebrobasilar arteries, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that it can only be a chiropractic adjustment. So, like, for example, you'll have people say, I don't know, they went to their mother-in-law's house and they had a heart attack. So if they would have never gone to their mother-in-law, they would have never had a heart attack. No. If you were that vulnerable, right, to have a heart attack just going over to your mother-in-law's, that heart attack was going to happen anyway. Okay, you just can't blame them. You know, same thing with those of you that unfortunately have somebody suicidal in the family. You know, you'll say, oh my gosh, he had a fight with me. Then he went and he committed suicide. If I never had a fight with him, he would have never committed suicide. Usually somebody who's thinking of suicide, they would have done it at another time. It's you know, so you can't blame yourself. I always get a little nervous about somebody having back pain that's older and has not been assessed for, like, prostate cancer, because sometimes you could be having back pain when you have cancer that goes to the back. So usually chiropractors will do an x-ray to make sure that they don't see any sort of cancerous changes of the bone or metastasis, because they don't want to adjust. Now, there are some chiropractors that just don't x-ray. They don't believe in x-ray. You have some doctors that don't believe in x-ray. They don't want to x-ray. They want to save the radiation, right? They're very confident that this is something more musculoskeletal and they're not going to hurt the vertebrae, and that's fine. But you have others, like my husband. He really doesn't want to touch the neck without looking at the neck. And phenomenally so, he's been able to find thyroid cancer on patients because he looks at the x-ray. The thyroid looks funny on the lateral view. He's like, wait a second, there's something up here. Okay, there's something going on. And then he calls me. No, the show is not about how wonderful my husband is. Although, you know, it is more fun when I rip on him, isn't it? Yeah, I think those shows are much more fun when I sit there and rip on my husband. But I'm just, the only reason why I'm bringing that up is because he's one of the many chiropractors I know. And I've been able to, you know, watch what he does. I'm able to incorporate chiropractic into my patients. You know, now, some of you have asked, multiple emails I've gotten in the past. The reason why you avoid chiropractic is you feel once you start chiropractic, you can never stop. It forces you to come back because it makes a change. Not entirely. Listen, why would you need to even fix a subluxation? With the exception of, you know, let's say nerve pinching, etc. Many of you with sciatica, many of you have found that you feel better with chiropractic, but chiropractic is not just a one-time fix. Yeah, you dislocate a shoulder, you know, we could pop it back, etc. But if you are requiring chiropractic, it means you have an underlying issue where you continually become subluxated. So no, it's not going to be a one-time fix. This is something that's going to need upkeep. It's going to need maintenance, just like teeth. You can't just brush your teeth once, right? So you or go to the dentist once. So the idea that, well, I went to the chiropractor and then I had to keep going back each year. Well, it's because you have an issue that required chiropractic to begin with, just like when we talked about cholesterol yesterday. Okay, it's not that the medication is making you have high cholesterol. You were put on the medication because you had high cholesterol. Taking you off the medication, cholesterol will still be there. A lot of us have underlying problems. But the reason why I urge it as a maintenance thing, as a maintenance treatment, is because I'm sick and tired of patients coming in. Like yesterday, somebody was making her kid's bed. That's all she was doing. She was making her kid's bed, and she threw her back out. This is some scary stuff, okay? It's one thing to have an elbow hurt or to maybe hurt your funny bone, etc. But to be doing just a simple task in the house or bending over to pick up a piece of paper or like what happened with me, you know, sitting down on a chair and then what happened to me a couple of years later trying to get up from a toilet seat. If you can't do simple day-to-day tasks without it completely leveling you, then you have something wrong. And most of you don't go to the doctor until something's really, really wrong. Well, I don't know if any of you have thrown out your back, but I have, and you can't walk. You can't drive to work. You can't work. So I would then recommend maintenance, just like with a tooth. Any of you guys that ended up having a cracked tooth, all of a sudden the whole world has to stop. I can't do that. I can't have my whole world stop because of something I could have prevented. So that's why I recommend every now and then going in for an adjustment by somebody you trust that can make sure you stay aligned. Now, what if you don't? What if you're like, you know what, Dahlia, I'm too busy, or I don't have the money, or I don't have the time. Fine. You know, what could happen if I'm subluxated? It's not going to kill me. No, subluxations aren't going to kill you. But the reason why a subluxation is such an issue is because if the bone is not in the ideal position that it should be in, what happens? You start to form arthritis. The body doesn't like things in the wrong direction. They just don't. What happens if you're sitting on your leg for a long period of time or you sleep on your arm for a long period of time? Your body doesn't like it. It starts to hurt. So you start getting inflammatory fluid down in there to try to protect the joint and to protect the other parts of the body that need to function, even though that bone is kind of a millimeter, 2 millimeter off in the wrong space. Because remember, the body's like, I need these nerves to work right. So what ends up happening is as you have more inflammatory fluid go there, you start to have more inflammation of the bone. More inflammation of the bone starts to cause spurring, osteophytes, and now you're starting to get arthritis. Now you got, you know, this grindy, this very jaggedy bone that causes problems and more inflammation, because now it's touching other things that could trigger an immune response, and the more immune response, the more inflammatory issues. Why do you think we always treat you guys with ibuprofen or naproxen whenever you have issues with your back, etc.? Because we want to decrease the inflammation. It's not so much for pain, but decreasing the inflammation is supposed to then hopefully protect from future arthritis. And so it's one of those things where, you know, try to, you know, stay aligned, which is why I always recommend anybody gets sacked in football or soccer, et cetera, and, you know, make sure you don't heal out of alignment. You want to heal in alignment. Now, some people say, well, I go to the chiropractor and it hurts. Well, it may hurt because if you are kind of healed and scarred up in a position, we need to kind of break up the scar tissue to realign you. So you will be sore, absolutely. But, you know, again, it's to get you realigned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And again, a big shout out to all of you who have been donating to help these kids fight blood cancer. I really do appreciate it. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com, hit the Fight Blood Cancer link, and click on that, and it'll lead you to a donate site where you can either donate through PayPal or credit card, or even if you want to mail a check to the Dr. Dahlia Show, we'll take it. Anything to help these kids, please. This is a very interesting headline. They say this is the first time since such data has been kept, but 80% of American high schoolers are now graduating high school within 4 years. Okay? The data was from the 2011 to 2012 school year, and I guess represents only a 1 percentage point increase over the previous year, but the number is significant. We are hoping that by the year 2020, 90% of our high schoolers actually graduate. They say gains were made by all groups, including low-income students, minority groups, non-minority groups, students with disabilities, and English language learners. They said there were significant gaps that were for many of the minority groups, and there were some disparities based on different states. But, I mean, they say there was 30 years of flatlining high school graduation, and the fact that we're starting to get, you know, closer to our 90% goal, which is, I guess, what most of our presidents want, that's pretty damn cool. All right? Now, high school dropouts at this point, I think we've done a phenomenal job to have GEDs, have other ways to keep people in school. So I think we've done a phenomenal job. I also think what's probably helped is there seems to be more jobs available for younger people. Unfortunately, that hurts older people. But I'm seeing more and more younger people being able to take on afternoon jobs, etc., during school, whereas it was a lot more difficult for them to find that type of work before. Now, my son, when he goes to high school, he's going to be getting out at 1:30. Now, I remember when I went to high school, gosh, it was like, 2:33? I mean, that made it a lot harder to hold an afternoon job. But if their school goes from 7:30 to 1:30, he could very easily show up to a shift at 2 o'clock and work at 2 to 6. You know? Well, I used to do that. I used to, in school, I could work about 2-3 jobs while going to college and stuff so I could help earn my way. And I would, I mean, if I could find a good 4-hour block, if I only had a 2-hour block, I would tutor. I would go to the UNLV library. They had a tutoring center, and I would do little half-hour tutoring sessions. And I would try to make money that way. But I would just pick little blocks in between my day to do whatever I had to make money. Don't worry, it was all. Now, with my clothes on, people, with my clothes on. So, you know, having more of these kids go through high school is phenomenal. So this is great. Okay, so now, what do these high school graduates do after that? Are they going to now be able to go on to college? Well, we hope so, okay? We hope we could have everybody learn and be able to, you know, get an education. Now, could that possibly start to dilute, right, the power of the undergrad diploma? Well, the undergrad diploma is already getting diluted, okay? So many of these young kids, they already have a diploma, and they can't do much with it. But you see, here's this. Going to college isn't just so you get a good job. There's a lot of things you learn in college, you do, okay? And one is how to kind of navigate society. Unfortunately, it's more of a liberal society on most universities. But you learn, I mean, what I learned in college, I don't really remember much about photosynthesis and organic chemistry and all that. What I remember was paying my bills and dealing with a landlord and trying to buy a car without having to finance it, even though I financed it, but I never had to pay finance charges. I don't know how I winged that one. Him must have been my blouse. But, I mean, I learned how to navigate real life. I learned how to deal with a credit card for the first time. I started to understand because, you know, living at home with my parents, you know, they did take over everything. And I'm doing the same thing with my kids. You think I'm going to let my kids have a credit card? Oh, hell no. So they're not going to really learn much about credit cards. I'm not going to have them balance their checkbook or their money because they're going to think, oh, I have all this money to spend on World of Warcraft. I could buy some more cheats. No, you can't. And so I am sheltering them. But when you throw, and some people think, well, college is sheltering them also. Well, it depends. I mean, if a kid is living in a dorm and then they get to, always go home on the holidays and on weekends and things like that. Yeah, they're on mommy and daddy's credit card. Yeah, I could see how that's a little bit more sheltered, but I wasn't. I mean, it was my parents didn't help me and I didn't want their help. So I had to deal with my own landlord. I had to find roommates. I had to, room up with somebody for $160 a month, thank God, and, deal with, blood on my car and hearing screams outside. And I didn't live in the best area of town, but I did what I could because I had to find a place to live and I had to be able to afford it and I had to survive. And it worked. Yeah, I went to college. I went to the college classes, but the whole college experience was me figuring out how to budget $6 a week to eat, how to make a potato into a whole dinner. And that's what I learned. So, I hope these high school students go to college. Don't go, oh my God, we're going to have too many kids going to college. And with too many kids going to college, we have too many people we're competing with for jobs. Not entirely. All right. The college degree does help weed certain application processes for the human resources department. And so, yes, there can be a gleaning, all right, of people that way. But, if an employer wants somebody who knows what they're doing and wants somebody that is savvy, I'm noticing experience is still the number one attribute that employers are looking for. When I was interviewing students for medical school, yeah, the Doogie Howsers were cool, but I really liked the 35, 40-year-old nurse. Who had dedicated his life or her life to the nursing industry and now wants to, be in a little more control. I love that. I love ex-nurses as applicants for medical school. I think they are phenomenal. They have such a real world experience. So, don't shortchange yourself. Okay. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of kids going to college and hopefully, and I think that's great. I think it's, college teaches you how to be a member of society, how to contribute to society. I'm a huge fan of how UNLV made us who we are today. For those of us who are rebels that went to UNLV in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. But, you're having experience. You having been able to design something. You're having your name on something. And I really foresee most of us with experience are going to say to hell with the whole, boss-employee relationship, I'm going to have my own business. And that, I think, is brilliant. I think having your own business is probably where we start to see, because I see the change in society. I think many of us realize that we could be fired at a moment's notice, that we could put 20 years into a company and be on our butts and not have health insurance, not have a pension, not have an IRA, not have nothing. So I think many of us have realized we got to do things for ourselves. And so if you don't have a college degree and you are 25 years, these college kids a senior, all right, you're looking for a job, you want to accent your experience. You want to accent what you've done. You want to accent your independence, the less need for training, what you're able to bring to the table. And I would strongly suggest you come up with your own business. Now with the internet, anybody could do anything and they could look like they have warehouses, right? And they're doing it from their home. It's pretty cool. I know some people who operate their business while sitting on the pot. They're on their phone. They're operating the business. I never thought we could have in this day and age our ability to operate multi-million-dollar businesses sitting on the toilet. But that's what people do now. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Honestly, figuring out a toilet game, like Candy Crush, that was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's a toilet game. Look, I can't sit there and do that in the middle of work. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right, this really ticks me off. There's a new Gallup poll that has revealed that 1 in 3 adults in the United States has not visited the dentist within the last year. What? Wait, what? I've been telling you guys to go to the dentist, and you see, I don't need to, like, spy on you guys, okay? It's all over the news that you guys aren't listening to me. I'm telling you to go to the dentist. You gotta go to the dentist. You gotta clean your teeth. You gotta prevent your gums from getting inflamed. If your gums are inflamed, it could lead to inflammation. That could then cause seeding of bacteria into the bloodstream that could have affect the heart and then cause heart attack, right? We talked about this. Come on, people. All right. No one's been paying attention. The survey is based on information gathered from interviews with more than 530,000 Americans age 18 and older. Women were much more likely to have visited the dentist. Good girls. See, we ladies, we follow direction. We follow direction. You men don't seem to. Women were much more likely to visit the dentist annually than men. Among ethnic groups, 55% of blacks and Hispanics recalled visiting the dentist in the past year, compared to 70% of whites and Asians. See, people, you got to get a clue. Now, the biggest predictor of visiting the dentist was income. They say individuals who made more than $120,000 a year were twice as likely to have visited the dentist than those who earned less than $12,000 a year. Okay, well, that kind of makes sense. I mean, going to the dentist can be expensive. My dentist across the street, I think I could get by, because he gives a discount to uninsured, I think I could get out of there under $100. With cleaning an x-ray. And I mean, that's still a lot of money, but it's a hell of a lot better than what it can be. So, you know, you need to talk to your dentist big time. According to the recommendations for the American Dental Association, adults should visit the dentist at least once a year to lower the risk of oral disease. Now, by oral, stop the giggles. By oral disease, it's not just teeth and cavities. It's also looking for mouth cancer. You know, the dentist really goes up in there and looks around and really gets a good meaty look at your gums and under your tongue, etc. And that's exactly where mouth cancers hide. You know, a lot of us doctors, we do a pretty damn good job, but we aren't as into the mouth. I don't always stick my fingers into my patient's mouths. You know, I'll put on a glove and I'll feel around the gum and I'll do that, but I don't do it on every single patient. Why? Because they're supposed to be seeing a dentist and getting a much more thorough mouth exam. But if not, then I got to take that over. And you do not want me into your mouth. I got big fingers with long nails. That's kind of, now, I mean, my nails aren't that long, but still, they're pretty sparkly. Have you guys seen my nails? They're pretty sparkly. Oh, they're so pretty. Anyway, okay. They say here the poll found that 64.7% of Americans are meeting this minimum requirement going once a year. Well, it's about time. Of course, they should be listening to the Dr. Dolly Show. Poor oral care, of course, is linked to a variety of things like cavities, gingivitis, etc. Cardiovascular disease and stroke could also follow because the dislodged oral bacteria could start coming into the bloodstream, and people with bad teeth end up apparently having bad hearts, etc. So, I mean, this is kind of this is just another reminder that you need to get your teeth checked. But you know, the one thing about the dentist is they're even more cool than doctors are about talking about their prices, because if you are uninsured and you don't have dental insurance, they have many of them really good cash discounts. I go to Dr. Tran in my building here in Las Vegas, so I'm a huge fan of his. I'm also a huge fan of Dr. Bradley Strong. He's also a great dentist. There's some real good dentists out there. You could always kind of get quotes, and you know, I've had some patients come in saying one dentist says I have 4 cavities, the other says I has none. What do I believe? You know, so I'm like, well, I'll take a look at the dental x-rays, but you know, I mean, if you're ever in doubt, definitely get a, you know, second or third opinion. But you know, let these guys do their thing. And if you go in for cleanings regularly, you know, where you're in trouble is if you haven't visited a dentist in years, all of a sudden you go in there and they go, well, this tooth is cracked, or you have this cavity, or you're starting this abscess, etc. Or you just wait until you're hurting. If you wait until you hurt, that's a problem. So I would do something called, you know, getting your poop together and get yourself, you know, checked. Now, we've talked about your own regular type of dental care. Not only is brushing your teeth extremely important, but also dental flossing and water picking. Water picking is really, really cool. Our orthodontist taught us, for my kids, that if you water pick, it could sometimes do even better than some of the flossing. So you floss and then you water pick because the water pressure gets, it's washing your gums. A lot of us, we wash our gums with some soda or some coffee. That's not how you should be washing your gums, right? You wash your hair, you wash your wee-wee with water in the shower. You need to wash your mouth out, okay? And some of us with soap. So that's extremely important. This is another headline. For those who joining us, this is a Dr. Dahlia show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say people with type 2 diabetes may have shrinking of their brain. They say the shrinkage does not appear to be linked to the damaging effect of diabetes on the blood vessels, but instead how the brain handles excess sugar. According to lead researcher Dr. R. Nick Bryan, professor of radiology at the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine in Philadelphia, diabetes is associated with an increased risk, obviously, with stroke and dementia. But we thought what happened was you had blood vessel damage because, you know, when the blood is that, you know, full of sugar, it's not bringing nutrients like it should, and it's not the healthiest of blood vessel. Now they're thinking that the brain could be shrinking because it doesn't know how to handle the excess sugar. That's some scary stuff. Okay, nearly 26 million people in the United States thus far have diabetes, according to the American Diabetic Association. In type 2 diabetes, as we've talked about, the body doesn't either have enough insulin or it doesn't use the insulin correctly. There's a lot of insulin resistance, so you end up having both insulin and blood sugar causing problems. Now, in this study, Dr. Bryan used MRI scans to look at the brains of 614 people with type 2 diabetes. The volunteers were diabetics for over at least 10 years. They found that the longer the patient had the disease, the more brain volume loss occurred, particularly in the gray matter. Now, the gray matter is the areas of the brain that deal with the muscle control, seeing, hearing, memory, emotions, speech, decision-making, and self-control. This has been reported by HealthDay.com. They said, in fact, for every 10 years someone had diabetes, it looked as if the brain was about 2 years older than someone without the diabetes, because you would get atrophy. When you age, your brain starts to shrink. And as the brain starts to shrink, it leaves more intracranial room, which, by the way, could also be a little bit more dangerous in terms of there being a whiplash injury or some sort of an injury. These brains that are smaller have, unfortunately, more force to go and hit the side of the brain as opposed to something that's a little closer to the lining of the skull. And so you don't want brain shrinkage. You really don't. All right. You know, my grandmother had diabetes, and she later developed multi-infarct dementia. Well, she had dementia. Some people thought it was Alzheimer's. Some doctors thought it was multi-infarct dementia. It could have just been it really atrophied to that point. So if your brain is, if you have diabetes, and it looks like you're about 2 years older, then somebody with diabetes is going to have a 20-year older looking brain. And that's a shame. That's a real shame. The report was published on the April 29th online edition of Radiology. Now, they say that the study only found an association between type 2 diabetes and faster brain volume loss. It still doesn't say that the diabetes actually causes the brain shrinkage. It could be something else. It could be the cholesterol. It could be, you know, who knows? Medicines? I don't know. Okay? It could be the sugar substitutes that a lot of diabetics take. But they found some association, and that is some pretty significant stuff. Okay? For those of you, though, that are diabetic, you may want to be evaluated neurologically just for poops and giggles, okay? You know, just to see if you are starting to get some volume loss. But in the meantime, fix the diabetes, please. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Duff Deli.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.